Thank you, and welcome again to another broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Your speaker is Marlon Kilpatrick. Ladies and gentlemen, today we shall begin a series of studies answering the question, what doth hinder me to be baptized? One of the best ways to learn is through the asking of questions and the studying of various answers. In Acts 8:36, the man from Ethiopia asked, what doth hinder me to be baptized? This is a most thought-provoking question, and for the next several lessons, we shall consider several things that can hinder one from being baptized. That the Bible teaches the necessity of the sinner being baptized for the remission of sins, Acts 2:38, cannot successfully be denied. But are there some things which may hinder one from being baptized? Yes, indeed there are. A lack of faith may hinder one's baptism. In fact, one cannot be baptized unless he does believe the gospel of Christ. Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Mark 16:15-16. Jesus plainly tells us that belief must precede one's baptism. Baptism is for the believer. The unbeliever will die in his sins and be lost. In Matthew's account of the Great Commission, we read, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have said unto you. Matthew 28:19. Teaching is necessary in order that belief, or faith, might be produced. Friend, do you believe what God says? Do you believe that God loves you and that Jesus died so you might have the hope of salvation? If so, you need to repent of your sins, confess Christ as God's Son, and be baptized for the remission of your sins. Unbelief makes baptism impossible. Ladies and gentlemen, let us continue to study what might hinder us in being baptized in order that we might see the importance of our being baptized, in order that we might obey the gospel of Christ and one day have the hope of everlasting life. Thank you so much for listening.